Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Now it's time to play Soundbite of the Week. That means you listen to the four sound bites that we have assembled here on this Friday afternoon for you to hear. It's a little summary, if you will, of what we've been doing all week on Issues Etc. You listen to each sound bite, and whether you agree or disagree, are fascinated or find it remarkable, want someone else to hear it, want to hear it again yourself, all you need to do is call and vote for whichever one of the four you think should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, you do that, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also send us an email. That's talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package. That is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, or an Issues Etc. and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Soundbite number one this week comes from Parker Williamson. We were talking about the Presbyterian Church USA and answering the question, is this church body orthodox on paper only?
On paper, we have these wonderful confessions of faith that date back through our Reformed heritage, and they do state the gospel message, but they're on paper. It's the difference between what one believes on paper and what one actually practices, de jure, de facto. And that's what's happening in the Presbyterian Church USA. It does not follow policies that uphold the Holy Bible and the confessions of the church that are based on the Scripture.
That's soundbite number one, short and sweet. Pastor Parker Williamson, should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Carl Fikencher. He's talking about how law and gospel is just how God works.
Every one of us experiences things that go badly every day. I only half flippantly referred to myself getting food poisoning. Yesterday on our way down, one of the boys lost a wallet and said, well, God, we'll pray that God helps us to get it back. And God always answers our prayers in the best way. Sometimes it's the way that we hope he would. In this case, he did. But on the other hand, sometimes God answers our prayers for healing, for finding a lost wallet, for the death of a grandparent, with an answer that we wouldn't choose. But when we understand that God has reconciled the whole world to himself in Christ Jesus, and that he uses even those effects of Genesis chapter 3, the fall into sin, somehow consistently with the wonderful message of the gospel, we can nevertheless cling to every promise of God, not as something that has been contradicted by what we see, but ultimately in harmony with what God is doing for us every day. How very helpful it is to recognize that God speaks to us in those two ways. Law, showing us our need, showing us our desperation, showing us that things aren't perfect now, that we need something better. And gospel, that tells us that God has given us that which is perfect, which is always better, by the death of his son Jesus Christ on the cross.
All right, that was soundbite number two. If you think it should be soundbite of the week, all you got to do is send us an email right here in the studio. We get it in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for soundbite number two. Here's soundbite number three. Dr. Martin Noland, he was answering kind of a historical question. How is it that Lutheran church leaders stopped being theologians?
Well, this has been the traditional understanding of the leaders of the Christian church. Certainly the older understanding, going back to the times of the early church and St. Augustine, the papacy led the church off in a different direction where the expertise was not in theology but in administrative competence and political competence, because the Pope was also a lord. But with the Reformation, the emphasis again on the leaders of the church was theological competence. And this was the case among pretty much all the Reformation churches until the 20th century, when the ecumenical movement came about and said, well, put theology on the back burner and maybe even take it off the stove, because the whole purpose of the president is to be involved in, you should say, really, organizational negotiations. And so he's really more of an administrative leader under the ecumenical movement, and that really has kind of defined how people think of Protestant church leaders in the 20th century. But the leaders of all the Lutheran churches in America in the 19th century saw themselves as theologians, and they had to write, and they had to deal with theological issues.
All right. That's soundbite number three. Get ready to vote, because soundbite number four means, after you hear it, it's time for you to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number four. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, does quoting the Bible make you a Christian?
Being a Christian does not consist simply of quoting the Bible. Politicians have always quoted the Bible. Proclaiming historic Christianity means presenting Jesus Christ. Let us say that I over and over again quote passages from the Bible, such as the axe floating on the water in the Old Testament, or Judas went out and hanged himself, this sort of thing. The quotation of miscellaneous Bible passages is not the same thing as the presentation of the Christian gospel. As Luther said, the Bible is the cradle in which one finds the gospel. One of the problems that evangelicals have is that they think that just by quoting miscellaneous passages from the Bible makes a person a Christian. Nonsense! And people get these Bible pins for memorizing the names of all the fish in the book of Ezekiel. This is silly. The fact is that the entire Scripture is the inerrant Word of God. But the purpose of this is to lead people to Christ. And if one doesn't present the gospel of Jesus Christ, one isn't presenting Christianity. The Jehovah's Witnesses hold that the Bible is entirely the Word of God, but they don't understand that the center and purpose of it is the gospel, and therefore their belief in the inerrancy of Scripture doesn't cut any ice at all, nor does it cut any ice that 34% of the quotations from the Founding Fathers happen to be from the Bible.
All right, that's soundbite number four. It's time to vote. We'll take your votes on the other side of this break on this Friday afternoon, July the 9th, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org and click Listen on Demand.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Christ Lutheran, Jackson, Mississippi. Prince of Peace Lutheran, San Diego, California. Trinity Lutheran, Tryon, North Carolina. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Dallas, Texas. Calvary Lutheran, Yuma, Arizona. St. Paul Lutheran, Milford Center, Ohio. Peace Lutheran, Chehalis, Washington. Christ Lutheran, Noblesville, Indiana. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Lexington, Kentucky. And St. James Lutheran, Baltimore, Maryland. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, the 9th of July. It's time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, the listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen and bumper sticker. The only other way to get them is to actually come and visit us here in the studio or play Soundbite of the Week and have the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one? Parker Williamson is the Presbyterian Church USA Orthodox on paper only. Should it be soundbite number two? Dr. Carl Fikencher, Law and Gospel is Just How God Works. Or soundbite number three, Dr. Martin Noland answering the question, how Lutheran church leaders stopped being theologians. Or soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, does quoting the Bible make you a Christian? Let's go to the phones and see who, that's Don in Junction City, Kansas, is on the line. Don, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. I vote for soundbite number one. The big problem in these denominations is the use of the historical critical method. When you set aside the authority of Scripture, it's like peeling the onion. They peel and peel, and pretty soon there's nothing left, and then the church is open to all types of false doctrine and pagan ideas. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Don, and thank you for listening in Kansas. Those who vote via the phone get to go first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. So one vote for soundbite number one from Junction City, Kansas. Scott is listening in Illinois.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for John Warwick Montgomery's comments on quoting the Bible. I've always used the illustration that standing in a garage does not make one a vehicle. So it logically follows that quoting the Bible may not necessarily make one a Christian. However, an atheist professor at a liberal university may present the gospel to his students, but that doesn't make him a Christian. But the word has power to create faith, regardless of the faith of the one who is speaking. It may even bring the professor to faith as he hears the words he's saying. That's a very important distinction of which we should all be aware.
I think you're absolutely right, Scott. Thank you very much for making that distinction. Let's just reiterate it. Quoting the Bible doesn't make one a Christian, whether you're a figure of history or just standing on the street corner. However, the Word of God, the Bible itself, presented as God would have it presented, rightly divided, is the power in itself to bring faith in Jesus Christ. Very well put, Scott. Thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Frank in Cary, Illinois says, it's time to vote, so my vote is for number three, Dr. Martin Noland, how Lutheran church leaders stopped being theologians. Frank says, does theology matter in leadership? Do changes flow from the top down? Just ask any evangelical Lutheran church in America congregant who has been asked to embrace less than theologically sound, it changes. Poor theology does not guard against the sticking your finger in the wind of sociological and pop culture trends that are not applicable to historical Christianity. I could be wrong, but my thoughts anyway, says Frank in Cary, Illinois. What about the rest of you? Still plenty of time for your vote and a chance to win the LPR bundle package, voting for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Soundbite of the Week right there, facebook.com/issuesetc. This from Matthew in Justice, Illinois. He says, first a question, then a comment, then a vote. We'll get to all of them. The question is it me or do the sound bites, have they gotten progressively longer? Dr. Fekencher seems to have a sound bite in excess of 2 minutes. Is there some guideline as to what constitutes a sound bite? I'll take your question first. Yes, there is. We try and keep them as brief as possible, yet still coherent in their context. And Dr. Fekencher's needed, I think it was about a minute and 20 seconds for Dr. Fekencher's sound bite. 84 seconds exactly, says Jeff. So we try and keep them brief, but when we can't, we let them go as long as they need to. The comment that Matthew has from Justice, Illinois, with respectful disagreement towards Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, I consider it a great accomplishment to memorize every bush in the book of Ezekiel. All right, thank you very much. And here's his vote. He says, even though Dr. Williamson and Dr. Nolan tackled the same issue, lack of orthodoxy in a Christian church, they come to it from two different angles. While the Presbyterian Church has become heterodox through indifference toward what is preached, taught, and confessed in their congregations, Dr. Nolan hits closer to home with regard to how decreasing orthodoxy plays out in our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's not that we don't care about doctrine, we do, but the day-to-day actions of many Lutherans show that they actually value leadership skills above a sound theological mind. This mindset is evident in every district of the Synod, where the most respected local pastors tend to be the pastors with the largest congregations, no matter what sort of theology is actually lived out. The least respected pastors, writes Matthew in Justice, Illinois, often those who have small, struggling congregations. What is presently true of the synodical presidency is true of the local congregation. He says, Lord, have mercy. Thank you for your vote. For soundbite number three, Dr. Martin Noland. Jan in Aurora, Colorado says, I'm voting for number four. I love listening to Dr. Montgomery, and I would have to come up with something similar to what Scott said. Give him the bundle pack. He's already had one, I think. But he said it so well, I'm not going to try. Still time for your vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us @IssuesETC, or visit our Facebook fan page and put your vote right there for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. It's always a difficult decision. You never know what to actually pick for a Soundbite of the Week, especially when you've got four good soundbites. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us @IssuesETC, or Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's a vote from Steve. He says, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, he's voting for, does the Bible make you a Christian? That's soundbite number four. Paul in Milwaukee says, very hard decision. Three choices deal with serious, even dire, at least some problems of common concern we now face. However, soundbite number two has the heavier weight for now and eternity in its law and gospel statement and my vote. Very honorable mention for number three and honorable mention for one and four, Paul. Thank you very much. And Michael in Maryland says, there are two that I thought very deserving of a vote, Parker Williamson and Dr. Martin Noland. The first not so much about what he says in the current situation. In the end, I'm going to vote for the first one, because I feel something we confessionals in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod must watch out for. That's a vote for soundbite number one. The winner this week, soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, does quoting the Bible make you a Christian?
Being being a Christian does not consist simply of quoting the Bible. Politicians have always quoted the Bible. Proclaiming historic Christianity means presenting Jesus Christ. Let us say that I, over and over again, quote passages from the Bible, such as the axe floating on the water in the Old Testament, or Judas went out and hanged himself, this sort of thing. The quotation of miscellaneous Bible passages is not the same thing as the presentation of the Christian gospel. As Luther said, the Bible is the cradle in which one finds the gospel. One of the problems that evangelicals have is that they think that just by quoting miscellaneous passages from the Bible makes a person a Christian. Nonsense! And people get these Bible pins for memorizing the names of all the fish in the book of Ezekiel. This is silly. The fact is that the entire Scripture is the inerrant Word of God, but the purpose of this is to lead people to Christ. And if one doesn't present the gospel of Jesus Christ, one isn't presenting Christianity. The Jehovah's Witnesses hold that the Bible is entirely the Word of God, but they don't understand that the center and purpose of it is the gospel, and therefore their belief in the inerrancy of Scripture doesn't cut any ice at all, nor does it cut any ice that 34% of the quotations from the Founding Fathers happen to be from the Bible.
All right, that's the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week. According to your vote, Soundbite number 4, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, does quoting the Bible make you a Christian? The LPR bundle package this week goes to Matthew in Justice, Illinois. If you'd send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, with your shirt size and your address, we'll send out the LPR bundle package to you. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a donation this weekend. It's a great time. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Monday on the program, we begin a 5-part series on Christ Alone with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt of the White Horse Inn. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.